UFOs. The Great Last Days Deception. By Billy Crone. Chapter 1. The Premise of UFOs. You are about to listen to what I believe is one of the most sinister plots ever foisted upon mankind. It's a dark, deceptive, and dangerous plan, and it's centered around the topic of UFOs and aliens. I believe, and I think you will agree when you are finished listening to this book, that UFOs, and the so-called mystery that surrounds them, are single-handedly helping to usher mankind into one of the darkest periods that this planet has ever seen. In fact, we have already been conditioned to accept UFO reports as a common recurrence as shown below. Michio Kaku, MSNBC interview.
95% of UFO sightings can be easily identified. It's the 5% that give you the willies.
HLN News anchor.
Pilots chase them sometimes and can't catch them. There are near misses between these things and commercial aircraft.
General Dennis Letty, French Air Force RET, History Channel.
And we saw the disc hovering.
General Dennis Letty, French Air Force RET. Michio Kaku, MSNBC interview.
These are very hard to dismiss, the handful of sightings.
The History Channel.
A UFO in broad daylight in Paris.
National Press Club.
We suddenly observed a very bright red, orange object. It was oval.
Larry King Live, CNN.
UFOs have interfered with missiles.
Five Symington.
I saw something that defied logic.
National Press Club.
Reported strange craft, triangular in shape.
Triangular in shape.
Crowley UFO sighting. Mystery craft being seen. Berlin UFO sighting.
Dark metallic in appearance.
The History Channel.
Flying craft.
Richard Vick, witness KCTV 5.
It was an orange orb.
Fox News.
A glowing orb.
Jennifer Waddell, 9 ABC New.
A glowing orb.
ABC News.
A giant ball of light.
National Press Club.
A glowing object.
RT Markets.
It could be aliens, theories abound on truth behind strange spiral light in Arctic sky.
So much so has the media drilled it into our heads that UFOs and aliens are real, that people, even people of faith, now believe in their existence at an alarming rate, even more so than they do in the existence of God. For instance, polling data reveals how more people believe in aliens than in God, and more people believe that aliens have visited planet Earth than that Jesus is the Son of God. In fact, UFOlogy has effectively become a new religion for 21st century, where people now believe that aliens will save them, not God. Then add to this how Vatican astronomers have said in recent years that they believe there is no conflict between believing in God and in the possibility of extraterrestrial brothers. Furthermore, with this kind of religious endorsement from the Catholic Church, one begins to understand the mind-blowing results of another survey taken from Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary. People of various religions were asked about the impact on their faith concerning an announcement of official extraterrestrial disclosure, and they actually stated, their religion would be just fine, no problem, and I'd share a pew with an alien any day. Truly something significant and deceptive is transpiring on a planetary-wide scale that I think it would behoove us to get to the bottom of. Now, first of all, for the record, let me state that I do not believe that all reports and occurrences of UFOs are real. I think the vast majority of them can be explained either by military or governmental aircraft, natural phenomena, or just flat-out hoaxes. However, I do believe that some instances are real, very real, and frankly, sinister beyond what most people even want to believe or imagine. And believe it or not, it's been going on for quite some time. Let's start off our journey by taking a brief look at the history of UFO sightings from around the world, and you tell me if something sinister hasn't been cooking for quite some time now.